You're listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I'm so excited to talk to our guest today. Our guest is Janelle Brown, and she is the owner of an incredible bookstore here in town called Brown Books and More. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today, Janelle.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You do so many incredible things in our community. But before we do that, we're going to jump into our segment where we talk about cheese straws, our favorite Southern treat. So, Janelle, how would you describe a cheese straw?
A cheese straw is like it's baked cheese. That's the best way I can describe it, with ridges. I kind of put it with old people.
With old people?
Yes. When I grew up, all the old people always had cheese straws in a can. I was like, this is so suspect. But, you know.
It's so suspect.
It was, yes.
That might be my favorite description. Cheese straws are suspicious.
So. Yes, they are.
Well, I always loved that segment. So let's talk about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the bookstore.
Well, I'm a native of the Shoals. I moved to Decatur in 2004. I graduated from UNH and I started Redstone Federal Credit Union that following Monday.
Go Lions.
I love books. Yes, go Lions. But I love books. And I noticed that there is a lack of reading, especially in brown and black kids. And so that's kind of how Brown Books and More came into play.
Well, I'm just going to say, we had Chris Lilly on here a couple of weeks ago, and he was also a UNA alum as well. So I feel like they should pick this up, because that's three of us that are UNA alum in the last like month. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, like, how did you start Brown Books and More, and what inspired you? Like, what was the final thing that you were like, we really need this in the community?
Well, I started out doing vendor shows, you know, just going all around North Alabama with selling children's books and then gifts. So like Christian gifts, that's how my start came. And then one day our church hosted this education summit, and the superintendent was talking about how test scores were so low. And I was like, you know what, I have to get more involved. I have to go ahead and try to find a brick and mortar and get this ball rolling where it can be in the community full time.
Awesome. So tell me, how did you decide what books that you were going to sell at your different shows? Like, how did you curate that?
It just depends on where I was going. If I was going to a church, I would have Christian books. If I was going to a fair, I'll have like children's books, something fun, you know, something like that. So it just depends on where I was and what books I would take.
So how do you feel like the bookstore is contributing to the local community? And also, you've added a cafe as well. So that's like a really fun combination. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, for sure. So the bookstore contributes by, we have all kind of events. You know, we want you to come in and see yourself in a book. So no matter what your background is, there's going to be a book for you. The cafe came into play because we needed not only book health or mental health, we needed physical health as well. So what we offer is clean foods. We offer real fruit smoothies with quality ingredients. They're probably the best you've ever had. But so that's how it came into play, just to have an overall health and wealth.
I love that. So how did you come up? Did you like create your own fruit smoothie? Like, were you a master of smoothies already? And you're like, hey, I know what to do.
Yes. So actually, I'm a lover of smoothies. So every recipe is a recipe that I created. So they're pretty unique. And I have one that's like a number one seller. It's called the Mango Tango. And I'm like, I'm going to sell that for a few million dollars in the future or something. But yes, they're all recipes that I thought of and tested.
I love mango.
Yeah. I almost made my mom pass out from all the sugar from trying them. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've not had one, so I'm going to have to come by and get one for sure. So,
yes.
That sounds delicious. So, tell me, how can the local community help support you as well? Because you are a small business owner.
Just come visit us. You know, give us a chance. small business is so vital to a community because it's actual the local footprint. It's, you know, it's not a chain. It's a lot of small business owners have the community in mind when they create their selections and everything. So just support, you know, and it doesn't have to be monetary, you know, share, tell a friend, you know, share a post, just spread the love. And that's how you can support a small business.
So what year did you guys open?
The brick and mortar opened in 2022, but we started in 2018.
Okay. So a couple of years. So have you noticed sort of like any trends in unique reading, or like are there kids that kind of started with you and have grown with your business over the last couple of years?
Yes, we do have some kids that have grown up in Brown Books and More, but the reading trends now are like any books that have been turned into like a Netflix special, you know, like Bridgerton or Daisy on the Six or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So the young adult books that have turned into TV shows, those are really popular. And I'm like, it was a book. This is nothing new to me. It's a book first.
They didn't come up with that.
Right.
Oh, I love that. That is so good. So how do you see Brown Books and More like continuing to grow? I know that Keely Terry, who is our social media manager, is a huge fan of yours. And I think she's
Keely.
There all the time.
Yes.
So how do you see this continuing to evolve and grow over the next couple of years?
Oh, man, I see it being this amazing community hub where you can come in and there's always something going on. There's reading in the corner. There's, you know, lunch in one corner. There's, you know, book club meetings. There's, you know, I just see it as this just grand space where we come together and everybody's smiling at each other. So that's the vision.
I love that. So the book clubs, tell me a little bit more about that. Like, what type of book clubs do you offer? Do you read a chapter at a time and then discuss it the next week? Or is it like weekly meetings, or how does that work?
So when we first started, we have a general book club. It's just called Book Therapy. So it's geared towards just general fiction, nonfiction books, more towards a mature crowd. But we just started a young adult book club because of those trends. You know, we're going to those trends of, you know, all the TV specials. So we just started that one. The first meeting for that one is February the 15th. But that's where we are with book clubs. So young adult is where that's the most exciting thing right now.
Well, a lot of the time, I think when you go back and read the books, you're like, wow, the book was so much better than what they made the movie, just because there's so many like details included in books, and there's nothing like a book, you know, like the pages and it's just not the same when you read stuff digitally, in my opinion.
No, it's not. There's a difference, but you know, because of time and all of that, but I just want people to read. So however you get it, whether it's a print book, a digital book, or audio book, I just need for you to, you know, to have some reading going on in your life.
So you must have like a favorite genre or book that you enjoyed, because obviously you want people to read. So you must be an avid reader yourself. So do
I am.
You have
I
any
read
recommendations? Every day.
Okay. Well, my favorite is romance. Like, I'm a romance junkie. So I love Beverly Jenkins because she has historical fiction with hers. So, and some more that, I won't name.
Okay. But that's her top secret, huh?
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about this on this this community podcast.
But okay,
yeah,
we'll talk about this
my
offline.
Jam. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So for young students, I know that you really have a heart for young individuals. If they were to come in your store, like what would you recommend them start with?
What's really popular with the young kids now are graphic novels. So maybe I would say start there, especially if they're a beginner. Well, not beginner reading, but just starting to read for fun. I would suggest a graphic novel just because it'll slowly transition them into just looking at black and white pages. So that's where I, you know, something like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That's where I would send them first.
We have a lot of those. My boys are big now, but we had a lot of those at our house. They love those.
Yes. Because it has that you know, that comedy aspect to it and, you know, all of that. Yeah. And I have a loaded diaper poster.
Yeah.
So all of that. Yep.
That is fantastic. So if you had any sort of, I'm sure over the last couple of years, you've learned a lot as an entrepreneur. So what advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur?
And advice I would give is to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined in your personal life and as well as your finances. That's the best advice I can give. Because how you are personally is the same way you're going to run your business. So you definitely need to be dedicated, determined, and disciplined in your personal life.
I love that. So is there anything else that we did not cover today that you want to tell us about Brown Books and more?
Well, we do have some events coming up.
Okay.
We have Black History Month is here. So we're honoring Mae Jemison. We had some local celebrities that have sponsored a day for the kids. So because every third Saturday we have Kids Play Day, and it's usually like a STEM event. So this event is going to be arts and craft, and then they'll get a free book. And then also in March, we're having a national author coming by to do a tour stop. So I'm so excited about that. It's March 2nd, and it's called The American Queen, and she's the only queen that ruled on American soil. So, and she's coming to Decatur. So that's huge. Like, you know, how do we get that tour stop in between New York and California? But so that's very big for this community.
Because you're amazing. That's why.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Okay. So can you tell us who the local celebrities are for Black History Month?
Not a secret. So Gerard Powers Foundation is sponsoring, V's Consulting, and then the Village Libraries. They're teaming up with Brown Books and More to sponsor this event. It's a free event for the kids.
That is awesome. And is it all day? Is that what you said?
Is it
all
day or from, a certain time? 1 to 2:30.
1 to 2:30. That is awesome. I love to see partnerships and appreciate you so much and all that you do for the community and helping us grow and starting a small business here. So that
you're
is awesome.
Welcome.
Yeah. So we're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Janelle to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about herself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
A fun fact about myself. Going back to being disciplined, dedicated, and determined, by the age of 21, I had 3 college degrees and 2 professional licenses. So
what?
That's a fun fact about myself.
Oh, my goodness. So what were the degrees in?
I have business administration. That was with shows. I went to shows first. Then I also have an accounting degree from UNA. And I also have a human resource degree from UNA. Then my licenses, I'm a licensed cosmetologist and a licensed esthetician. But in the meantime, I'm also a licensed realtor. But those are the things I had before 21. But I am a licensed realtor now as well.
So. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You do all the things.
All the things I love. So I'm very blessed and I'm thankful.
Yeah. That accounting degree, I'm sure, came in handy too with all of the things that you have to do as a small business owner.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I may be talking to you later about like what skincare and all that fun stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me today. And I enjoyed learning more about you and your story. So how can people follow what you have going on at the store?
So they can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Brown Books and More, all one word. And then we are on Twitter X, and it's just Brown Books 1.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow and MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.